Here's what's happening. It's nonstop campaigning in Las Vegas for the Democratic presidential contenders on the eve of the first in the West Nevada caucus. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says at this late hour, volunteers are still learning how to run tomorrow's voting with a brand new system just put into place.
This was a Joe Biden precinct captain training site, but the other campaigns all had similar events, coaching volunteers on how to get their supporters to caucus for them and make sure they're counted accurately. Biden himself stopped by this union hall to thank his people, expressing confidence that he's ready to break through in this more diverse state.
This campaign is really just getting started. We're finally at a place where there are folks that represent the country, look like the country. And by the way, they're good folks in Iowa and New Hampshire, but this looks like America.
But there are new wrinkles to this caucus. There are early votes to count, a potential complication. And the Nevada Democrats scrapped the app that Iowa used in favor of iPads with a Google caucus calculator. Robert, a union stagehand who's a Biden precinct captain, is more worried about Russian hacking than about whether party volunteers can figure out their iPads.
Do I have confidence in that, or do I have lack of confidence in our own government stepping up and doing something about the campaign interference? And the answer to that is I have zero confidence that the Trump administration is going to do anything.
In Las Vegas, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.